Hey guys, welcome back to World of the Now. In the last episode, I was talking about Danny Kane's history. So this is part two of what happened to Danny Kane. Because there's a lot of history with this group. So if you want or probably do not know what happened to Danny Kane, I suggest you listen to part one before listening to part two. Anyway, let's get into the episode. Speculation of a breakup were also developing because of rumors that Richard would perhaps be groomed to launch her solo career with Bad Boy Records. Rumors have been circulated that Richard was flown from Baltimore to New York for private meetings with Combs to launch her whole solo career, especially after recording three tracks for Combs, which were purported to be Danny Kane tracks but only feature Richard's vocals. These vocals were leaked on the internet. Combs went as far as to introduce Richard in the solo performance in early September. Atlantic Records spokesperson responded, quote, "At no point was Richard flown anywhere to record solo or be alone with Combs. The girls are still very much together. They're going out to the Music Video Music Awards together. And they're promoting their album Welcome to Dollhouse and working on their third," unquote. The group intended to open for Janet Jackson's Rock With You tour, but had to withdraw due to label conflicts. In season 3, episode 8 of Making the Band, Combs stated that he did have Richard on three demos for his new album on the same episode of the show, which was filmed on September 12th of 2008, after continued debate with Audrey about the well-being of Danny Kane. He stated that Audrey was no longer in the group, which left a lot of fans confused, as had been foreshadowed in an early episode within the season after a TRL appearance. Combs was unaware of the specific problems within the group, but since that, Aubrey and Andrea, who were originally close friends, had drastically drifted apart. O'Day and Richard informed Combs that the entire group had trust issues with the management and ultimately each other. The season finale, which took place on Tuesday, October 14th, confirmed the departure of Audrey and Dee Woods. Combs removed Dee Woods due to the feeling that she was unhappy with the group and that she had gotten caught up in the wrath of close friend Audrey. In the live section of the episode, Combs explained that the reason he let Audrey go was that she was not the same person he signed and that the fame had changed her, as had been expressed on the August 28th episode. "I got love for Audrey," end quote. He said, "I'll have a beef with her. I just want to work with the young lady that I signed, not the person that fame has made her," end quote. He later said that he would be open to working with Dee Woods again. When O'Day came out to reply, Jones Moments after deciding not to leave the studio, she addressed the perceptions some people, especially bloggers, have of her, end quote. "I would rather be hated every day of my life for being real than love for being something I'm not," end quote. She said, Combs, who spoke to the group and the audience via satellite, relayed to O'Day, "Check this out, baby girl. See, your attitude is gonna have you in a dark and lonely place. What you need to do at the end of the day is humble yourself," end quote. Woods did not appear on the live episode due to prior obligations. In backstage interview before the finale, Aubrey O said, in quote, "Tonight is a representation of the end of a chapter in my life. It's not the end of the book," end quote. She added, in quote, "I would do everything possible to make my mark on this industry. And Danny Kane and Combs provided me with this amazing opportunity to go out and really touch people's hearts. I think the way that we were able to inspire people was something that I will never be able to achieve in that way again in my life," end quote. MTV reached out to rep for Danny Kane to see where the future of the band stood now that Aubrey and Dee Woods were no longer in the group. It was reported that Woods planned to work with another group, The Girls Club, and that Aubrey was working on a solo album. Thank you. On October 15th of 2008, in an interview with Us Weekly, Richard gave further insight into Audrey's dismissal for the AK. Combs did not like Audrey's image, where her image was going for the group, in quote she said. It wasn't a personal thing. Richard explained that Audrey's increasingly sexy look was alienating young fans, referring specifically to Audrey's topless pictures for Complex magazine just a month before. Richard said, "We had just did a signing with Dollhouse Teen, which is for 13-14-year-old young girls. So we can't do that one day and then the next day do an obnoxious cover. Diddy wants the fans, and he says he can't do that if we can continue to go in the direction that we were going." Richard further delayed, "Combs told me specifically that Audrey is no longer in Danny Kane, and Danny Kane will move forward without her. When asked if Combs would seek replacements for Aubrey and D Woods, Richard said he has not said anything per that, but I think in my heart that he's gonna do another show," end quote. MTV News gawked fan reactions to the dismissals of Aubrey and D Woods. Fans left impassioned, long and detailed comments on the MTV News site about their discontent regarding the decision to remove the two members, and relayed that the remaining members were using the breakup to score publicity. Richard in particular received resentment from fans. Other fans were more upset about the breakup in general, with the sentiment that Dan K would lack the individuality and excitement that Audrey and D Woods brought to the group. Despite, however, the dismissal of Audrey and D Woods, other sections of the fandom were willing to give the new Dane Kane a chance and believed that the group would be as strong as they were before. In the middle of 2008, before the departure of Audrey and D Woods, Dane Kane planned to start the pre-production for their third studio album, which would begin in January 2009. In the meantime, Dane Kane released a line of denim jeans through Dollhouse under Russell Simmons Plastic Cash International. The decision was made to feature Dane Kane's image on Visa debit cards. The group had also been a part of a new ad campaign for PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Collectively, as a group, there were plans for a fragrance, clothing, and makeup line. Richard had developed a comic book based on the superhero the group based its name on, which was intended for release sometime in 2009. However, in January 2009 interview with MTV News, Richard announced that the group had split up. Richard explained that they had invited all the women to come back for the 2009 season of Making the Band, and that only two of them, which included Andrea and Dawn, showed up. "It changes our situation completely," she said. "We have fans out there who love Dane Kane. We love Dane Kane. It's hard. We're sitting here trying to make sense of it now. It's hard. We're put in this position that we didn't ask to be in, and we're being told to fix it." On the series and in an earlier interview, Bex had explicitly stated her discontent about Dane Kane being divided. "I don't know why Shannon left," said Witcher. "I think she's just happy. I don't want to even try to answer it because that's not fair to her. I haven't spoken to her, but I heard she's doing well with her husband and she's got a house. I love her, but I don't know," end quote. Richard was surprised that only two members showed up for another season. "To think about it, I thought we were all going to come back and talk. Or maybe if Aubrey didn't come back, because I don't know how Combs was feeling about that. If the four of us got together, I didn't know what to expect. I just know I got off the plane and found out I was the only one there, and Audrea came the next day." Still in disbelief over the departures of Aubrey and Woods, as well as the speculation about Aubrey's sexuality and her forthcoming Playboy spread, Richard stated, "I'm still surprised at it at all. I'm still trying to recover from the first fire, so I'm still confused. I still don't know. I'm just, to be so honest, I have no idea. On February 25th, 2009, O'Day told MTV News that she was not sure if Dee Woods had been asked back for a new season of Making the Band, as far as she knew, but that she herself was asked not to return. "Well, I was fired and we saw all of that," she said. "I'm not sure about the other girls, who was invited back or what they were asked to do, but I obviously wouldn't be invited back if I was fired," end quote. Aubrey conveyed her hope that fans continued to honor the group that made her a star. "Dane K was a wonderful group, and like all things, nothing is forever," she said. "We had a great one and we were very successful. We may not have that answer for our fans, which is disappointing, but we did try. And that's more than a lot of people." Aubrey said that though she is pursuing her career as a solo artist, she would never turn down the chance to get on stage with her former bandmates. "I have so much respect for that situation. If there was ever interest in me coming back and making music with the girls, I would never say no to something like that. In regards to other negativity, I really just chose not to comment," Aubrey said. "I wrote a blog on my MySpace page, and if anyone wants to know how I feel, they could go there." Aubrey later seemed to have more of a positive feeling about the situation. She said, "After being kicked out, I learned you have to fight to stay happy, and that takes forgiveness of yourself." Viewers were able to see the band's continued demise on the third season of Making the Band 4, which premiered on February 12, 2009. During the February 26, 2009 episode, as well as the continued season, viewers saw Dawn and Andrea eager to continue to be a group together and hoping to work with Shannon again. This eagerness eventually ended in an April 16, 2009 airing. Within the first 5 minutes of the episode, Dee told Dawn and Andrea during the meet he released Aubrey Dee Woods along with Shannon from their contracts and would be releasing Andrea as well. He told Dawn that she will remain on the label and that if there are any future plans for a new Dane Kane, she would be the only returning member. Like, this is crazy. On April 23rd, 2009, viewers were expected to see all of the five members of Dane Kane for the second part of the finale to find out if Dane Kane would be, without a doubt, removed from the Bad Boy label, or they will have a fresh start as Combs stayed in the first part of the finale. During the finale, Andrea did not show up. Shannon explained that Andrea did not show up because Andrea had been through enough emotional turmoil with the group and wanted to stay home with her family. As for herself not showing up for the 2009 season of Making the Band, Shannon said that it was a personal choice and was nothing against the fans. Dee Woods said that part of the reason for the group's demise was due to not having a sound foundation when it began. By strangers being put together and expected to be emotionally close, and that eventually led to professional and personal problems with the group. Aubrey said that she has forgiven being released from the group and people blame her for the group's breakup. When asked if Dane Kane could be a group again, Aubrey said yes. Dee Woods and Shannon said not in this time. Combs said that they need a timeout for now and particularly to work on their solo or alternative careers, and that he would not reunite Dane Kane unless the group consists of five original members. On April 30th, 2009, their special title, The Rise and Fall of Dane Kane, aired on MTV. The special was an in-depth story showcasing how the group came together and broke apart. It reasoned that the breakup of friendships and new friendships built in place of old friendships. Aubrey and Andrea becoming distant, Aubrey bonding more with Dee Woods, and Andrea bonding more with Shannon, as well as insecurity issues of each member, while were contributing factors for the group's demise. However, in addition, everyone except for Shannon was speculating as have you been part of the blame? In May 2013, Aubrey, Shannon, Dawn, and Andrea began talks about possible reunion and have since then posted photos of the group in the recording studio. An announcement regard to the reunion was made at the 2013 VMAs on MTV. During the MTV VMAs pre-show, the four remaining members of Dane Kane announced that they were reuniting, returning on their own terms without Dave. They announced that a single will be released soon, titled Rage, produced by The Stereotypes, the same producers who were responsible for Dane Kane's biggest single to date, Damage. Original group member Dee Woods did not take part in the reunion. Although no reason was given for the absence, she has stated, quote, "It has been brought to my attention that my former group members of Dane Kane will be reunited, and while I will not be part of the reunion, I wish the ladies blessings and much success on their endeavors." The band had their first performance more than 5 years on September 21st, 2013 at the iHeartRadio Music Festival's Village in Las Vegas and performed an a cappella version of Damage. They confirmed in an interview that they were working with James Flotteroy, Dem Joints, Ronnie Darchild, Jerkins, Timbaland, The Interns, and The Stereotypes for a new album, which was set to be released in 2014. They had their first reunion concert in the summer of that year at the House of Blues in Los Angeles after canceling a show with Chris Brown due to his arrest. In January 2014, a song called Bye Baby was also produced by The Stereotypes was leaked online. They have been making many appearances since and have been hinting of doing another reality show along with their tour and new album. On March 15, 2014, Dane K performed their second concert since reuniting at Fort Cheyenne in Las Vegas, performing the leaked new track Bye Baby, chart-topping hits, and fan favorites. On March 24, 2014, it was announced that the group will be hitting the road in May to begin their new tour titled No Filter. The group will be touring in 13 different cities, beginning in San Francisco on May 16th of that year. On May 15th, 2014, the band's official reunion single, Lemonade, was released on the internet via SoundCloud. The single was produced by The Stereotypes and features rapper Tyga over a production sample from Grindin', the 2002 hit song by Clips. On May 16, 2014, on the first night of the No Filter tour at the Fillmore in San Francisco, after performing several songs with Dane K, Andrea announced that she would be leaving the group at the end of their tour, and Aubrey, Shannon, and Dawn would be continuing on as a trio. Lemonade was released for purchase on iTunes on May 28, 2014. On May 29th, a lyric video for the song featured three child impersonations of the trio was released on Vevo on YouTube. On August 4, 2014, while in a Los Angeles recording studio, a fight ensued when Dawn allegedly punched Aubrey. After days of speculation, O'Day and Bex released a public statement on August 8 announcing the second disbandment of the group. But on September 24, Shannon and Aubrey announced, despite the breakup, DK3 was released on October 28 of 2014. Following the group's breakup, Shannon and Aubrey began to release music under Dumb Blonde, while Dawn continued to pursue her solo career. In August 2018, Shannon, Aubrey, and Dawn announced the U-verse is undefeated tour, with Aubrey and Dawn say that they have made amends. The set list for the two will be split into three parts. The first part to focus on promoting the sophomore material from Bex and O'Day's duo Dumb Blonde, followed by a second part showcasing Dawn's solo efforts, with the finale part including songs by the group. In January 2019, during their tour stop in Houston and a few weeks later on Instagram, Aubrey announced that Dane K will work on new music. At After touring for so close to a year, performing Dane Cain's Dumb Blondes and Rich's solo music, the trio released a new song under the Dane Cain moniker called Neon Lights on June 24th of 2019. To promote the new single, Dane Cain had a two-day interactive event entitled Choose Your Own Adventure, where fans decide which songs they perform for the first half of the show. In 2020, Dane Cain released an EP titled Strawberry Milk, containing two singles, Fly and Boy Down. Although the track was released on Dane Cain, D-Pain is also promoted as Aubrey and Dawn. On Instagram Live, Aubrey addressed Shannon's absence from the group. She says Shannon is building a company right now called Vux. She also said Dane Cain is so much bigger than five girls. It could be one girl, it could be two, it could be five. It's a voice for women, and you got two of us right now giving you that voice, and who knows what the future will have ahead of us. Things can evolve, things move in different directions. Everyone is always invited back, end quote. On March 19, 2020, Dane Cain released their third single as a duo entitled New Kings. So, well, long history, Dane Cain is very popular. But despite their past disagreements along with their manager and themselves, they became a force to be reckoned with. Until this day, we always remember their hits. Okay guys, that was it for the two-part What Happened to Dane Cain episode. I hope y'all enjoyed. Do y'all still listen to Dane Cain to this day? If y'all don't, it's okay. But they are the best group to ever happen. Despite what happened with their label and they always been the greatest group in history. Anyway, I'll see you guys in the next episode. I hope y'all enjoy your day.